Hello.
Mr. President, Mr. Cake had a luncheon engagement.
Oh, yes.
No web, but he would be back at his residence in an hour, and I left word.
Thank you.
And we'll be careful to do that at the 5 o'clock.
Thank you.
And I have Mr. Tolson.
Okay.
Mr. President.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Mr.
Well, you are taking the day off today, I hope.
Well, I was in this morning, but I just got
right
this afternoon.
Good, good, good. Well, I hope you get all your Christmas shopping and get a little relief from the pressures. Let's see, what is tomorrow, Saturday?
Yes, sir.
Well, this would be one weekend. I think everybody should sort of bat down and take it easy.
Well, I've given, as you had suggested, I've given most of my people the weekend off.
Good.
Going to check the news play just every now and then.
Yeah.
Sure things well. The Hawthorne things played very well, didn't it?
I didn't read it, frankly. I just looked at the headlines, but from my own feeling is that he probably got, from what I heard, from those that saw television, a sympathy reaction because he looks so bored, tired and everything.
Well, and his daughter-in-law came on CBS last night. This is the first time her has ever given us the break, but he came on CBS and he was asked by the reporter, how was Mrs. Officer? She said, well, she won't believe it. She still can't believe it until her husband is home and in her arms. And then there were tears. Thank God, it was a tearjerker to say.
That's good.
And rather played it very straight. He said that there's been a lot of people who felt that Officer had taken a bad conviction, that he'd been persecuted by the Kennedys, and that this had been long expected. He played it very, very straight. All of his things so far.
That's good.
The only negative is the New York Times editorial, which is thoroughly predictable.
Oh, well, of course, David. We expected that. Post
will...
It'll go away today and then whack it.
They'll whack it. Yeah, a few of them. But it's been interesting today, Mr. President. I checked the wires at 2:30 before I left, and there wasn't a single reaction or comment. I think we'll hear from our Democratic friends.
Yeah. Pakistan was a tough deal, and we came out as well as we could, and it's over with then. The people are not all, I mean, he's concerned about it, but the average person doesn't have the slightest idea that we should have done anything differently.
No, Harris is putting some questions in his poll that he's taking next week about the effects of that, but he's already telling me if we get 5% of the people that are even concerned about it, it will be extraordinary. There's no awareness at all. The atrocities actually now, which are being reported to press, probably have more impact than the war itself.
I hope they don't blame us for those.
God, they shouldn't be willing.
Well, the sophisticates there can't, because they've all been pro-Indian, and we have not. We've been both. We've been for both.
Right. Now, I think we came out of the right. But I think that any time you have that kind of a situation, that people don't like to read about war.
That's right.
So that it doesn't help the general climate.
That's right. But it's good to have it over before Christmas.
Well, and I don't think it really is going to reflect badly back on it. The announcement of the long-term situation, I thought, was very good. That at least we're going to get through the Christmas holidays without any bloodshed accidents.
That's good.
Craig Campbell has done a good job.
That's good.
Trying to get that juggled. If they strike in January, I'm not too concerned, because we can celebrate right back on the campus. Which we've been doing every day, but actually, you're facing get the heat back on the Canadian flag along with it.
Right.
Kurt's done a good job of pulling it. Open. I found out yesterday after I talked to you that Vinny was at the doctor's and that package was delivered out to him.
Good.
So he's back home and was delivered to the
Canadian.
That's good. That's very nice. A very nice session. A good thing to come on the same day as my husband.
Sure.
I hadn't thought about it, but he was going to be here.
Well, he knows how to have to get out, though.
Oh, sure.
He couldn't oppose it.
Now, and I noticed some of the only wire reaction that I did notice was Leonard Woodcock saying that it was serving the ends of justice to be released.
He did?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's good.
So UAW President Woodcock, I believe that justice has been served in this situation. That's you, tell us.
Oh.
And the pardon to be fully deserved. Your decision was made in the best humanitarian tradition and is most appropriate to receive your goodwill. So that's a help coming from Wicca.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, that's
they're the deadly enemies of the Teamsters.
Well, and that's a good
point. Oh, not now, though.
No.
Oh, that's right. That's right there.
That's
they're in debt. I had forgot it. There, now it comes together.
Yeah, that's right. And the Detroit tie, of course.
It'll be interesting to see what Lloyd does with it.
Well, I'm just fascinated by that because the press has said that he no longer owes the Teamsters any money. Of course, I know differently. And
that's good. I'm glad the press is saying that.
Well,
it shows we didn't do anything for that purpose.
And Loeb lives in constant fear that Fitzsimmons will pull the rug on him. You know,
Fitz has got to let him know.
He's taking care of that.
Good.
But Hopper was his friend. So you let them name him. By as much as 6 or 8 months in that month. Whereas Fitz hasn't. And with the buffer out, I think he probably, well, realizes that he's probably a little better off financially. Less of a worry than he was. It will be interesting to see what he says. I want to get the message into it, but even if he... especially by a fellow who comes up as being very buoyant.
And you don't run into the tux falls around, at least I don't. I don't run back to Kendi Apex Center, like trying to tell her. I don't hear any people yelling around about it.
I have yet, Mr. President.
They don't raise it.
I have one person raise it. As you know, either I talk or Cash and Nobel or somebody who talks to 10 or 15 or 20 people a day, nobody has raised any of that. Not a single person. So it just doesn't have that.
I take the Pentagon papers, people did raise that because of it was a very hot issue.
That's right.
But this one is a different order of magnitude, I think.
Well, I would put the meaning confrontation. About 100 times in the impact on people that India back in the door in the past. That everybody talked about. Everyone to talk to was great fact. This is a subject that people are very interested in. It's sad.
Well, anyway, it's the main thing. It's over. Well, anyway, we'll wish you a Merry Christmas.